It was a slow trip to the widow's house with her little burro tied to the back of Ada Cosington's pony trap. The unseasonable heat continued, and the sweet-sour breezes that usually blew from the endless forest had fallen still. The widow tried to say cheerful things about Nell, but soon gave up. Tim supposed they sounded as false to her ears as they did to his own. Halfway up the high street, he heard a thick, gurgling sound from his right. He looked around, startled, then relaxed. The widow had fallen asleep, with her chin resting on her bird-like chest. The hem of her veil lay in her lap. When they reached her house on the outskirts of the village, he offered to see her inside. "Nay, only help me up the steps, and after that I'll be fine-o. I want tea with honey and then my bed, for I'm that tired. You need to be with your mother now, Tim. I know half the ladies in town will be there by the time you get back, but it's you she needs." For the first time in the 5 years he'd had her as a schoolteacher, she gave Tim a hug. It was dry and fierce. He could feel her body thrumming beneath her dress. She wasn't too tired to shake after all, it seemed, nor too tired to give comfort to a boy, a tired, angry, deeply confused boy who badly needed it. "Go to her, and stay away from that dark man should he appear to thee. He's made of lies from boots to crown, and his gospels bring nothing but tears."